Hi, can I speak with Chad, please?
May I ask who's calling? Hold on one moment.
Thanks. Chad, what's up?
Nothing. What's going on with you?
Why are you using a comment that I made that had nothing to do with taxes for one of your posts?
First of all, I don't know where the post came from. It was texted to me.
By whom?
And someone said, please rebut this because I don't think our property value has doubled in the last 10 years.
Okay, I wasn't talking for everybody. I was talking for myself. Who texted it to you?
I'm not telling you. And besides that, your property value didn't double in the previous 2 years, so you were wrong.
So what I'm saying is I bought the house for $130,000.
That is not what you said in the post. No, it's not what you said. You said something about appraised value.
Well, I must have spoke incorrectly about the appraised part. The value of my house is obviously $130,000. If that is what I bought it for. That's what the value of my house is. It is now currently $240,000. This was not an aha moment. This was not an, oh, I'm out to get somebody. It was strictly to say, you know what? I tried to fight it and I couldn't. It had nothing to do with taxes.
Well, so, I am telling you that I am so sick of all the misinformation and all the lying and all the BS. That when people send me text messages and pictures of statements that are obviously false, I am going to call them out.
So are you going to call? Are you going to call yourself out about this $8.75, this $9.30, this $14?
I don't know where you're coming up with the $9.30, but the $14.75. Jeff Garvis is not wrong. Jeff Garvis is not taking into consideration the entire picture. So I can't call out Jeff Garvis if I didn't even know what he was doing because I don't follow it.
So what about
the 875? That's $3 million. $3 million is 875. That's what people are going to do.
So are you willing to sign a contract that says if my taxes go up any more, that $8.75 per $100,000, you will pay the difference?
Well, first of all, obviously that's not going to happen. Second of all, there's too many variables. There's other taxes that are going to be going in there. There's going to be valuation differences. There's going to be changes that are going to reflect accordingly. So that's an impossible calculation because yours might go up $9 and someone else's might go up $8 and the average is $8.50.
I thought it was $8.75.
Well, whatever. I was using quick math.
Mm-hmm. So you have no problem calling me out, but as a CPA, you use quick math.
I use quick math on a telephone call with someone, yes.
So, Chad, like I said, I don't appreciate you. I'm not your toy. It had nothing to do with taxes. My thing was, I can't get my tax value down or my appraised value, whatever it's called.
You blacked your name out. You called yourself out.
Because people were sending it to me. I don't even follow your page, Chad.
Well, in your brain, it's wrong compared to how the county does it.
Well, I'm sorry that I don't do Chad math. So your weird little friends that are neglecting their children because they're so busy on Facebook sent you something so benign and you took it and you manipulated it? That's like bullshit. Like,
yeah,
don't...
Like everything I say doesn't get twisted and manipulated.
Do I do it to you? Do I do it to you?
I blocked your name out. People didn't even know it was you.
I don't care, Chad. Just the fact that somebody is taking something that I commented on. It had nothing to do with the schools. Nothing. Nothing to do with tax. It was just like, this guy's like, oh, fight it. And I'm like, yeah, I try to fight it. I can't. I couldn't. That's what it had to do with. And it pisses me off that you take something that I just said and you twist it. Like, it's weird.
Well,
It's weird. You have to admit that it is weird.
No, I do not think it's weird because I am trying to stop the misinformation and get true and accurate information out so that people understand how their taxes work. work, how their values work, what they pay taxes on. If anything, the fact that you're saying your value went up 80% or whatever it was, 80 or 90%.
84.6. I had somebody, I had a financial planner tell me.
So to me, that actually hurts your argument because your property value went up 85% and your taxes only went up 20%.
I don't care about my taxes. I don't care. I'm just saying my value. Never once did I say anything about taxes. Never once. I don't care about taxes. What I care about is my value, and that was my comment. Like, damn, my house went up a lot.
Shouldn't you be happy that your property value is going up?
No. Why would I want to pay more taxes on it? I want it to go down.
Because it's the biggest investment in your life. You don't want it to go up in value?
Actually, my children are my biggest investment, but, and my boyfriend. But, yes, the house is a big investment, but the appraised value is not what you can sell it for. That is what I'm taxed on. So, no, I do not want my taxes going high.
Okay.
So, moving forward, do not use anything that I post on your page. I am not your little toy. Just leave me alone.
Well, I gotta tell you, that's probably not gonna happen now, because when you call and threaten me, you just make me want to do the opposite. So, maybe you should have been a little more nice, a little more professional about it. Okay.
Okay. And just so you know, this is recorded. Have a good day, Chad. Bye.